The human body is a very hierarchical organism. Every part of the body has its own role and contributes to the whole. The stomach digests food, the legs walk, the eyes see. Everything has its role, everything has its unique place in the hierarchy. If we would take the reductio ad absurdum of a radical egalitarian perspective, it would seem that the human body is offensive from an egalitarian perspective. From an egalitarian perspective, everything should be equal. The stomach should have the opportunity to be the arm, if it so chooses. The arm should have the opportunity to be the stomach. What would ground or what would justify the fact that these various limbs, these various organs exist in a hierarchy? Some are physically higher than others. Some are seemingly more essential than others, but all are necessary to form the integrated whole. In a letter from the year 1956, the Rebbe uses this reductio ad absurdum argument to make a claim about the Jewish people and the way the Jewish people should be in the world. The Rebbe cites the teaching, which is brought in Medrash Tanchuma, and also cited in the Tikkuni Zayar, that Ha'adam hu Olam Katan, the human being, every individual human, is a small universe. What this means is, the Rebbe, is that we can draw conclusions about the Olam Gadol, about the macrocosm, about the world at large, from the Olam Katan, the microcosm, the human being. This is a very broad yesod in Teres HaChassidus, but in this context, the Rebbe makes the following argument. If it's the case that in the human body there is specialization, and every element of the human body, every organ, every limb, has its own unique role to play, and were it not to play that role, or if it would try to play some different role, that would be damaging both the limb or organ itself, and to the entire organism and the entire body. In a similar fashion, says the Rebbe, every community, every social group, every country, and humanity as a whole are all organisms. In a social group, each member of the social group should play their relevant role. They should determine their relevant role, how they can best contribute to the organism of the social unit, how they can best contribute to the organism of their country. And then each social unit and each country forms a building block of the organism of humanity as a whole. If individuals and if communities are not team players and they don't seek to fulfill their role within the organism of the larger community or their role within the organism of the larger country, the Rebbe maintains that that will ultimately lead to destructive results. With that in mind, the Rebbe moves to address the Jewish people and says, or asks, what is the unique role of the Jewish people? What are the Jewish people meant to be doing? And the Rebbe is writing this in the year 1956, and particularly in the 50s and the 60s, Torah Judaism was in a state of crisis, and Torah Judaism was on the offensive in America. Various Jewish movements of Jewish compromise or of wholesale neglect of Jewish values and replacement of Jewish values with alternative value systems were very much on the rise and were very much dominant within the Jewish world. The Rebbe stood in 1956 as a trailblazer fighting against this trend and encouraging Jews to remain committed to Torah and mitzvahs. There were other Gedolei Yisrael in America, of Aaron Cutler and of Moshe Feinstein, to name two, who also stood at the vanguard of Torah Judaism. But of course, the Rebbe's approach was a unique one. So in this milieu, in the 1950s, and it's in a certain sense also very true, in 2021, there was a contention amongst Jewish people and in certain Jewish movements, and even from some rabbis, that we should attenuate our Judaism. We should blunt our Judaism. And we should be more like everybody else. We should assimilate. We should assimilate, perhaps, American values. We should assimilate other values. We should assimilate globalist values. We should educate ourselves differently. We should homogenize with everyone else. We should be like everyone else. So the Rebbe says, Jewish history shows that the role of the Jewish people in the organism of humanity is to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs. It's to live a life dedicated to Torah and mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says that Torah and mitzvahs is the secret of Jewish continuity and the secret of Jewish thriving. The Rebbe gives a history lesson where he says that the Jewish people's living in a country with their own civil laws and their own language only occupied a very short point in Jewish history. Jews lived in many different countries over the past 2,000 years, and they spoke many different languages. After all, in Mishnaic times, Jews had already begun to speak Aramaic. In Talmudic times, the Jews were speaking Aramaic as well. By the times of the Rambam, the Jews had primarily moved to speaking Arabic, and so on and so forth. The Jewish people lived in many different countries. They spoke many different languages. They partook in many different cultures, and they partook within many different scientific paradigms. The only constant within Jewish continuity, the only constant across Jewish history, the only key that allowed for Jewish continuity was, says the Rebbe, the observance of Torah and mitzvahs. The Rebbe surveys a whole bunch of Jewish groups throughout Jewish history who left the path of Torah and mitzvahs or who weakened their commitment to Torah and mitzvahs. He discusses the Misyavnim, the Jews who Hellenized during the Hellenistic period, the Alexandrian Jewish community who also Hellenized in their own way, the Karaites, and we could add to the list the Haskalah movement. All these movements who moved away from commitment to Torah and mitzvos and moved to other ideologies ultimately caused harm for the Jewish community at large and then assimilated out of Jewish history into the culture that they were in. So the upshot, says the Rebbe, is although that in some cases it might seem that if we would compromise on our Jewish values, if we would compromise on Torah and mitzvahs, Torah might be more palatable for some Jews, and it would seem that we might get better press and better PR in the non-Jewish world. But, says the Rebbe, if we would do that, then we would lose our Jewish identity. We would disappear. And those who do follow that path will disappear from the Jewish people. And that, says the Rebbe, would be a tragedy. Because the Jewish people have a very important role to play in the organism that is the human race. And just as a body can only be healthy, just as an organism can only be healthy when all of its organisms are properly functioning, it is our sacred responsibility to all of humanity and the world that we carry out our unique mission and preserve our unique legacy in the world.